Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful. So many parents are asking about creative expression, wondering how to help their little ones explore art, music, and movement. And I want you to know something right from the start. If you're asking this question, you're already doing something wonderful. You're seeing your child as the creative being they truly are. Let me share something the magic book taught me that changed everything I understand about creativity in young children. When your 3 or 4 year old scribbles with crayons, or hums a little tune, or spins in circles until they're dizzy, they're not just playing. They're speaking in their very first language. You see, before children have all the words to express what's in their hearts, they use color and sound and movement to tell us who they are. And here's what makes this age so incredibly special. Research shows that ages 3 to 4 represent a critical window when children's imaginative capacities are expanding in the most remarkable ways. Their brains are literally building new connections every single time they create something. When they mix paint and discover that blue and yellow make green, that's not just art. That's science, discovery, and pure wonder all at once. Doctor. Mate Gary Gordabil spent 20 years studying how creative play affects children's development, and what she found is absolutely beautiful. Cooperative creative play programs significantly increase both verbal and graphic creativity in young children. But it's not just about making pretty pictures. Creative expression enhances cognitive development, emotional regulation, and social competencies all at the same time. Your child's messy finger painting session, that's brain building in action. Now, I know what some parents worry about. They see other children creating recognizable drawings or playing actual songs, and they wonder if their child is falling behind. But here's the truth the magic book wants you to know. At this age, creative expression isn't about the product. It's about the process. It's about exploration, experimentation, and discovering what resonates with their unique spirit. Dr. Kathy Hirsch-Pasek and Dr. Jennifer Zosch, who study how children learn through play, emphasize something so important. Playful learning leverages children's natural curiosity to maximize learning while honoring their agency. What does that mean for you? It means your role isn't to teach your child to draw perfect circles or play perfect notes. Your role is to provide rich materials, ample time for exploration, and gentle encouragement that follows their lead. Let me tell you about some practical ways you can support your child's creative expression. First, create a yes space for creativity. This might be a corner with washable markers, paper, Play-Doh, scarves for dancing, and simple instruments. When children know they have permission to explore freely, magic happens. Second, focus on the process, not the product. Instead of saying, "What is it?" try saying, "Tell me about what you made," or "I noticed you used lots of blue today." This validates their creative process without imposing your expectations. Third, and this is so important, let them lead. If your child wants to paint the sky purple and the grass orange, that's not wrong. That's imagination. That's their unique vision of the world. The research is clear. When adults impose rigid outcomes or correct children's creative choices, it actually diminishes their creative thinking. But when we provide materials and step back, children's creativity flourishes. Music is another beautiful avenue for expression. You don't need expensive instruments. Pots and wooden spoons become drums. Rice in a sealed container becomes a shaker. Your voice singing together becomes a symphony. The magic book reminds me that children don't need perfection. They need permission to make joyful noise, to experiment with rhythm and melody, to discover that their voice matters. And movement. Oh, how children love to move. Dancing, spinning, jumping, swaying. Movement is how young children process emotions, build body awareness, and express joy. Put on music and dance together. Create freeze dance games. Let them move like different animals. Every wiggle and twirl is your child learning about their body and how it moves through space. Now, let me tell you about a story that captures this spirit of creative discovery so beautifully. It's called The Dream Treasure Hunters, and it's about two friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover a magical garage sale where forgotten treasures glow when they find their perfect dreamers. What I love about this story is how it shows that creative expression is about discovering what resonates with your unique spirit, not about creating what others expect. In the story, the children learn to trust their inner wisdom and discover their personal talents through building and creating together. It validates that every child has unique gifts waiting to be expressed, and that following your creative impulses leads to meaningful discoveries. After reading this story with your child, you might notice what makes their eyes light up. Is it colors, sounds, textures, movements? Those moments of genuine interest are your child showing you their creative language. The Magic Book also wants you to know this. Creative expression serves as a powerful language for children who are still developing verbal skills. When your child can't quite find the words to tell you about their day, they might draw it. When they're feeling big emotions they don't understand, they might dance them out. This isn't just cute. This is essential communication and emotional processing. Here's something else that's so important. The consensus among child development researchers is clear. Creative expression is not a luxury or an enrichment activity. It's a fundamental developmental need that supports children's cognitive growth, emotional well-being, and sense of competence and agency in the world. When you provide opportunities for creative expression, you're not just keeping your child busy. You're nurturing their whole development. So what can you do today? Start simple. Offer open-ended materials and see what happens. A cardboard box can become a spaceship, a house, a drum, or a canvas. Scarves can become wings, rivers, or dancing partners. The simplest materials often inspire the richest creativity because they leave room for imagination. And please, wonderful parent, release any pressure about outcomes. Your child doesn't need to create masterpieces. They need to create freely. They need to explore, experiment, make messes, and discover what brings them joy. That's where the real magic happens. That's where their unique creative voice begins to emerge. The Magic Book and I See You. We see you providing materials, making space, encouraging exploration. We see you honoring your child's creative spirit even when it means purple skies and loud drumming. You're doing something so important. You're telling your child that their ideas matter, their expressions are valued, and their creativity is a gift to be celebrated. Remember, ages 3 to 4 are when children are discovering which creative modalities resonate with them. Some children will gravitate toward visual art. Others will love music or movement or dramatic play. There's no right way to be creative. There's only your child's way, and that way is perfect. So keep providing those rich opportunities. Keep following their lead. Keep celebrating the process. And know that every scribble, every song, every dance is your child building their brain, expressing their heart, and discovering who they are. The Book of Inara has many stories that celebrate creativity and self-discovery. I invite you to explore them with your little one. Watch what captures their imagination. Notice what inspires their own creative play. Stories and creativity go hand in hand, each one feeding the other in the most beautiful ways. Thank you for being here today, wonderful parent. Thank you for honoring your child's creative spirit. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on. With love and starlight, Inara.